Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dun 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 dun. Oh. We still don't have an intro, do we?
No.
I just took that in.
We're gonna get there.
Let's just leave it at that.
I just took that in.
Do you want one still?
I mean, yeah, I feel like.
You know what?
Let's made a vow that we were no longer gonna use Drake's voice for this season. Which, have we kept up to that vow? We don't
yeah,
we
yeah,
use
yeah,
it.
We
right? Okay.
We,
so we don't.
Drake can't content ID season 5.
Just 1 through 4.
That's 1 through 4.
Just 1 through 4.
We showed him.
3 years in, 5 seasons, and...
You know what, though? I'm happy that we're starting with this, though, because what are you even... Do you want a boom bappy intro?
I don't want, like,
a dance hall kind of adjacent?
No, I don't want that, no.
Do you want, like, top 40, like, sort of radio bop sort of
no.
Do you want a Kanye production sort of... What do you want your intro to sound like? Viewers, what do you want to like hear the first time, you know?
Yeah, yeah, maybe we can get some like suggestions. I feel like
you want a DJ Premier sounding?
No, I don't.
Or you could just 2012 YouTube it where you just have like one line and just get the viewers to all send in themselves saying the line and you use a different one as the intro every episode.
Oh, that is OD. I think that is OD.
How is that OD?
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
You tell them to say you're now listening to the Relentless Diaries and send it to the email. You put it at the beginning of the episode and it's done.
Want to hear your voice on the Relentless Diaries? Send in your line. Send in your audition tape.
This is Susie from Montana and you're now listening to the Relentless Diaries. Done.
Ah, Susie killed it this time. She did it way better than the person last week.
But we're going to edit that in every week?
Hey, man, if y'all want to
drop
send it in.
The file into the beginning and
okay.
That's it.
All right, guys, officially, if you want your voice and to be credited in our intros, send a clip of saying that.
We don't have marketing brainstorm sessions. We just do it.
This was wild. So you can send in a clip of your voice saying your name.
Send a video. And we'll take the MP3.
Okay, sure.
You need it for the YouTube also.
Okay, yeah, sure. Send a video of yourself. Make sure it's good quality video, though. And
or don't. Who cares?
Whatever. Anyways, we need the audio. We just need someone to say your name, where you're from, and now you're now listening to the Relentless Diaries podcast. And we'll see how that goes.
And if people roast you in the comments, it's not our fault.
It's a brave place, not a safe place. You know what you signed up for.
I guess so. But anyways, guys, regardless of that, you're now listening to what? Season 5, episode 6.
In our LeBron era, let's get it.
Oh, my God.
LeBron would not be the first one I'd go to.
Okay, Dr. J, we're in our Dr. J era.
Well, who another player you'd go to for a number 6 jersey?
Probably would be Dr. J or Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
That's Zoe, that's Clyde, I'm Trezor.
Oh, sorry, because we apparently we're not good at introducing ourselves.
I
feel like everyone just, I'm the only woman on this show.
But
feel like it's,
you started, so you have to start it.
Zoe starts
not
every episode
happen.
Now. You know what the fuck it is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's either you kind
of. It's very uninclusive.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, Trey. My bad.
It's okay.
Bad.
You have so many days.
315. You have extra days to edit this. So
it's very uninclusive for the new listeners.
Oh, it's uninclusive if I don't introduce myself.
Yes.
But to me, it's like new listeners are probably here from our TikTok or our Instagram where they can visibly see us.
So that doesn't mean they know our names. But it's it's not the Zoe, Clyde, and Trezor podcast.
Mm. Okay, fine. Mm. Sorry. Well, these I mean, you already introduced Zoe, Clyde, and yourself, so everyone knows who we are.
Yeah, we're here now.
I mean, a lot has gone on. I think we're kind of like low-key freestyling this episode with like a splash of some sort Slight evergreen, splashes of topics that we have mixed with freestyling. Mm-hmm. So we're just going to see how this goes.
I've given into peer pressure also.
What, betting? What did you do?
He's betting.
No. Damn it. If you guys aren't watching the YouTube video, I'm wearing flare pants.
Oh, yeah. You were talking about that last episode. Yeah. Okay.
I decided to just try it out and see how I feel about it. I'm not sure yet. I'm going to wear it for the day, see how I feel.
What's wrong with the flare pants, though? What's wrong?
I never liked them.
Can you stand up? I didn't really take it in until now you said that you're wearing flare pants. So now I don't really know.
They work for with forces and
that. Yeah, I don't think it's bad.
What's wrong with them?
You're very mono.
Gunshot for that.
I just wasn't I wasn't a flare guy. And I just felt like people started doing it as the trend. Mm. So I might be succumbing to peer pressure.
You're very monochromatic today. Is that like your new thing? I feel like you've been doing that a lot lately where like the hat matches, the jacket matches, the pants.
Have I?
Yeah, the blue you came
last
in with.
Week last week you came episode. In like full baby blue.
I've been trying new things, seeing what's my bag and what's
Are you
not.
Trying to be like a fashion killer now or something?
Not a fashion killer, but
you like getting the DM, where did
I
you
have,
get that?
I have a lot of
something for you.
No, it's not even like that. It's more like I have a lot of clothes and I just notice that I just wear the same things all the time. Mm-hmm. So I try to wear more things and people don't know that I have a lot of clothes. So I'm just I've been trying to, you know, do outfits. People know me as like the tracksuit guy. Yeah. The hoodies.
I don't mind the tracksuit guy though.
And I don't mind it either.
I genuinely don't mind it.
I mean, generally he likes being comfortable and will choose comfort over like he'll choose peace in a lot of situations. Yeah. Like the archetype of the sweatpant guy is a good person. You want that guy. Like to be like you want to be friends with the
sweatpant
guy.
But also at the same time,
I would definitely date the sweatpant guy too.
Sweatpant guy gets girls.
Tracksuit guy.
The tracksuit guy gets
girls. It works. It definitely does work. But also being in the public eye, I want to show that I have some sort of fashion sense.
Yes. Yeah. That makes sense.
He said, "Now that I'm like famous,
I feel you.
People
on that,
need to know that I can dance."
I haven't gotten like a pair of Tim's, like a classic pair,
in a long time.
In quite a long time. And
Tim's
is, like,
made the resurgence. I was gonna wear the Tim's today too, but I'm sorry.
That would have been crazy. But I'm not gonna lie. I think the Tim's with this outfit would have been a lot.
The Tim's are too uncomfortable. And then in the last moment, I looked in the mirror and I was like,
yeah, this is my first time wearing, and I forgot how uncomfortable.
Like you have to break Tim's in like their heels.
No one. How would you know? Yeah. How do you know you have to break heels in?
Because that's what you guys say.
Like if you don't want to sound like everywhere you go, it just you gotta. It's
those are new. Like are you wearing, this is the first time you're wearing them out the box. First,
yeah.
Especially driving, if you have a big foot size, wearing Tim's, it's difficult because your foot keeps hitting like the pedals.
Are you
and
supposed
stuff.
To get a size down for Tim's?
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
No, you what? Are. No. Tim's run big.
I thought it was the opposite.
No, so what? Tim's are those like big. Tight as hell?
No, they're big.
Oh,
they're my usual size, but they
you
feel
have to go a size
they,
down.
Yeah, and I feel like I fucked up.
So. I wear a 12. I had to get an 11 because the 12s are too big.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I mean, I'm not. I don't think I've ever been like. I wouldn't call myself. Okay. Are you like a repeat outfit person? Like, do you have? You know, people like. This
sometimes
jacket goes.
Sometimes it has to be. 100%.
But like my thing is like, do you know that, for example, if Tresor is gonna wear that jacket, he has to wear those pants. You know, people who are like they have set outfits
fits.
That like
you put it up on the hanger with the shirt, the pants.
Yeah.
No,
are
no,
you
no,
that
I'm not one
person?
Of those.
Because I know people who are like that. Like if I wear this shirt, these are the pants that go with it.
Nah.
To me, I just kind of like
that doesn't make sense.
I mix and match a lot. Like, you I'll get certain things off multiple, I'll get like different pants with this bodysuit or whatever. But people who have like set
I rate that, but I'm not like that.
The only time that that's useful is if you're going on a trip. Because I'm the opposite on trips, and I shoot myself in the foot a lot of times.
You overpack.
It's like I'll pack this, and this. And then I take it out, and I'm like, this doesn't match each other.
Do you rush pack?
Yeah, but but even if I don't rush pack, I don't plan my outfits before I pack. I'll just be like, I like this and I like that and I like that, and I'll just pack it.
But do you know when, like, the travel influencers, and this is another topic I want to touch on. We'll talk about this in a second. But you know when, like, travel influencers, like, getting ready to travel and they put on the outfits and then, like, see how it looks? I'm like, bro, there's no way I'm putting on outfits and then packing the outfit. Like, I don't have that time. I don't think I'm
that. Well, you gotta know if it, like, looks good, right?
For sure. But, I mean, I feel like I have a sense of myself and my own style and what I have to know that this bodysuit's gonna go well with this skirt or this dress. You know what I'm saying? But, like, when people, like, physically put on every single outfit and then they're like, all right, this is blessed, and then pack it, I'm like, yo, you have time.
But even,
like, time.
Mm-hmm. Even on a regular day, you know, time those people kill. That... when they're just at home on their free time, they'll, like, put on different outfits and see what works with each other. I'm not doing that either. A lot of times, when that's I put, like, it on, is the first time it's ever been on my body like this. Like, I know certain people that will, like, put it on, take a video of themselves, and, like, see how they look.
Oh, yeah, I do that. So if I order something new, I'm putting it on immediately.
That
just
is
to
some
see.
Unemployed, child-free level of free time to,
no,
have to do.
No, if you order something for the first time.
I mean just like what he described. Just like
you put on a whole outfit, like to see an
just
outfit.
For no reason. You don't even have like an event nearby in the near future to wear this at. You just want to know for sure that this outfit works. Like you're just trying shit on to know what your bag is looking like.
But
like,
if it's new.
I remember being in school and doing stuff like
that's
that.
That's different. That's different than ordering a hoodie and putting on the hoodie when you get there. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, like, okay, I'm gonna wear this and this. I'm gonna try it on and see how it looks
just
on a random day.
Okay,
that's what
I know. If I do like a haul from like Essence and I got like mad tops and bottoms or dresses or whatever, I'm putting them all on to see what goes with what.
Yeah,
and then I know, okay, if it fits, does it actually match this, whatever, and then I'll hang it up.
What type of online shopper are you guys? Are you a sales section first? Are you a sort low to high to low?
I'm a pretty calculated
clearance.
Online shopper. Like I feel like I
clearance. People still have clearance
online.
Yeah, online.
I've seen sale and clearance are different things though.
I feel like it's the same thing.
No, my memory of retail, there's we've had sale, then we've had clearance. We're like, yo.
Well, clearance is usually in the store, I guess. Sale is online.
When's the last time I've seen clearance online? Like, Essence definitely don't have no clearance.
I think clearance
Essence has sale.
Yeah. Clearance might be only in store, no?
Maybe. Because clearance is like, yo, this is so cheap and we absolutely need this out of here. Sale is like, we have a few left. It might be out of season or we have too many, so we're dropping down the price a little bit.
Mm. Do you look at people differently who would go to clearance in sales?
No.
Hell no.
Not at
what?
All.
Okay. Yo, what thing is
I'm
it?
A sale
yo.
Salesman.
Listen, you heard it here first. Listen very closely, ladies and gentlemen. Zoe Smith, I have a lot of nice clothes. Mm. 9 out of 10, those clothes were on sale.
That's a fact.
I'm talking, and get me wrong, I was privileged because I used to work at a designer store. But I'm telling you, yo, I used to hide shit. Like, you know when
you
work in
one of those?
Hell
people.
Yes, I was one of those. Retail, baby.
You check when, online.
No, there's no more in the back.
You check online. There's one in stock.
Oh, you're
yo,
the
listen,
worst.
I used to work. I can say now. It's not Nordstrom. It's not in Canada anymore. Who cares? I used to work in Nordstrom, okay? And, yo, when designer sale came and things were like, if it was $1,000, it went down to like $700. I'm telling you, I used to climb high. Used to be in the back. Yo, I want these. All my Valentino shoes, I'm telling you, those have been at the top of Nordstrom's back room, all the way at the back, because the longer the time goes, the more the price drops. So I'll, like, go and, like, scan it every couple weeks. But, oh, shit, down $100. Oh, shit, it's down $200. And then when it gets to, like, the last, then I'll buy it.
Mm, wow.
And I'll be like, oh, my God, there's one size left. I'm like, damn, where is it? I don't know. No, it's me. And I'm
the
waiting.
Worst.
I'm waiting.
And
I don't care.
I know people do that, you know.
Of course.
People do that in retail, and people do that at shoe stores all the time.
That is what we talk about resellers. It's the people working there that are giving the resellers the hookup and everything
facts.
Like that. Yeah. They're doing that type of shit.
You've never done that for Locker?
I did that stuff when I worked
but
at Champs.
When also we
I put
both,
the flu games aside when there was like a couple 12s left.
We
like,
both worked at Sport Check.
Right.
Sport Check's discount was so damn good, you even need to wait for
facts.
A sale.
Facts.
Sport Check had probably the best discount
facts.
I've ever
what
experienced.
Was
it was cost.
It was like, no, it was,
so
it
like
was
the
cost. It was
of
cost
the item plus
10%. Plus
10%.
Yeah.
So like whatever, so you know how like obviously they mark up, like Nike Tech, they mark it up to 120 for pants. But whatever, like whatever Sport Check, the company pays for that item which is lower than retail. Wholesale. Yes. Oh, so you're getting wholesale price plus 10%.
Depending on what it was, there's certain stuff where like it won't be that much. But I remember I bought my mom a coat. It was like a North Face jacket. Yeah. I think the jacket was like $200. I got it for like $40. I was like,
whoa. Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever heard that low.
No, that was, I was shocked myself. I was like, they are making hand over fist.
That's crazy. As a Champs employee, like I just remember, you guys probably know about this as sneaker people, but like you would only get a certain amount that you could spend on discounts per month.
That was
and then like
too.
Every 2 or 3 months or something, they'd have what's called a 50s week.
50s, yeah.
You would only get 30% off or something like that, but then for that, for 1 week, you had like 50% off. And like, I remember almost making money during that, just the way people would just come for you like with discounts and everything. So yeah, man. Working retail
is a gift and a curse. Yeah. But and also working retail makes you realize like, yo, we're getting finessed in how much money we're actually spending on these items because these companies are paying little to nothing.
Yeah.
Especially on like Boxing Day and stuff like that. When I used to work at Best Buy, bro, Boxing Day and you're changing this, it's like a week before Boxing Day, they take down the price like $5. Boxing Day, you put up the new sign and it's marked down and it's literally the same price because they increased it by $20 two weeks ago and brought it back down to the same price and now it's sold out.
Before we move off of fashion, just because this made me think of this while we were talking about it, have you guys ever like not fucked with like a fashion brand or something like that because of ethical reasons or like a rumor or something that you heard and then it like turned out to not be true? This is very obscure or something, but like you ever like boycotted for like a reason or something and like,
I mean, there's definitely situations I had where, like, you know, when, like, the Gucci made, like, that, like, turtleneck with, like, the black face, I was like, eh.
That lasted for, like, a month.
Yeah, I think, that didn't go far.
I think it's funny because of Black History Month. I just remember this, like, time of my life where I was very just, like, super about black issues and everything like that. And there was this article going around saying how Michael Jordan owned a prison and that he was that like
I remember
Nike,
that
Jordan manufactured products were being made in prisons and stuff like that. And there
yeah,
was that
but a lot of products are made in prisons.
But who believed that?
I did for a year or two.
and I swear it's a different Michael Jordan that owns
it is.
The
yeah,
prisons.
Yeah, yeah, it's some white Michael Jordan.
But everyone swears it's MJ.
And then for Timberlands, there was some other like satirical like thing that had legs of its own that people started believing that like the tree was had to do with like lynching black people and stuff. And
the
there
tree
was,
on Timberland? Logo?
Yeah, and people started circulating that rumor, and I remember just, like, thinking, like, oh, like maybe you shouldn't buy Timberlands for a little bit. And then you do some Googles, and you're like, shit.
It's not
like,
true.
They got me,
it's
you know? I don't know. I was just wondering.
But, black I mean, I feel like if we knew where, like, how half the stuff we wore was produced, like, yeah, most of it is very unethical. Mm-hmm. Like, whether it's prisons or somewhere.
And racist.
In a, yeah, racist.
Didn't, who was it? Was it
or
Tommy
somewhere
Hilfiger?
In a third world country. Like.
Yeah, Tommy Hilfiger kind of didn't. Or wasn't that a rumor, though, too? Isn't this exactly kind of, that he said something about not wanting black people to wear his clothes?
Yeah.
Like, he was quoted
saying that. Did anyone
fact
check that?
Yeah.
Well,
but,
same with the owner of Lululemon.
But they disproved that with Tommy Hilfiger, that he didn't actually say that. And that,
that's
or,
crazy.
I don't know. Didn't actually say
that. But the same thing with, I mean, the owner of Lululemon, like, he's super, like, fat-phobic, homophobic, like,
Victoria's
racist.
Secret's kind of like that, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They're like, we don't want plus-size people wearing our shit.
Yeah.
Isn't Victoria's Secret, like, dying anyway?
Yeah, they are pretty
for
much
that
dying.
Reason? Like, being
who's
inclusive was the thing that killed them?
In
who's
that
taking
market?
Over for Mark?
Fenty, or Rihanna.
I guess.
I don't know. I'm asking.
I guess maybe. Like, I personally, I don't have any Savage Fenty gear. No. I would say maybe, like, Skims.
Yeah.
Probably. A lot of
for
women.
Bras?
Yeah, Skims has really good bras. A lot of women wear
Skims.
Skims
is a $1 billion company. So.
No, it's not billion yet.
That's a $1 billion valuation.
Does it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
B?
Skims, yeah. Like a long time ago, this.
I'm saying that as I'm wearing Skims leggings.
That's crazy.
I'm shocked as I'm literally wearing Skims leggings right now. These leggings are fire. I'm not going to lie to you. And they make your butt look good. And the Skims bra makes your titties look.
Oh, my God, it is. $4 billion.
Skims?
Yep.
With a B?
With a B.
Yeezy taught me.
Damn. $4 billion? It's worth?
$4 billion with capital B.
That's the evaluation or this like set?
It's set for it with its net worth.
According to Forbes?
Jimmy
is, that for, is it according to Forbes?
Yep, Forbes.
Forbes is pretty accurate.
So that family has, what, 3 billionaires now?
No, Kylie, Kim. Who else is a billionaire?
Kanye.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider Kanye in the family.
Well, he's a part of the family. He's the
dad of the kids.
He's a part of the family.
He's part of the family.
And is Kanye a billionaire?
Yes.
Like
yes.
That's, no, yes. I feel like that's been
debunked. Well, they took it away from him after.
Well, they took it away, but he was a billionaire.
They're taking everything away.
He was a certified billionaire, yeah.
Kanye?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think, I thought they debunked that.
Nope.
No, he was, and then like when he started wildin', and then Adidas severed ties with him, it, like it was part of the like
it didn't media like plummet to, like, something like that, or I don't know.
Oh, it dropped exponentially.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, listen, Victoria's Secret is out. Yeah, I would say like between Skims, Savage, but I think Savage Fenty is more people look at it more like when I'm getting like I for a certain occasion. Like, when, are you okay?
Stretching my neck.
Oh, you know, like you have, we probably won't know because you're not women, but like when you have lingerie for a certain thing, like you want to save it for something. I feel like Fenty is more like when I want to get sexy or if I know I have something, you know, whatever, like that. But I feel like Skims is more just like every day. Like the bras are good, the panties are good.
Is it like athletic wear type thing?
It's like athleisure, comfort, oh yeah, sort of. But you can kind of get away with it being sexy in a way. Skims, I would call it.
Fellas, do lingerie still do anything for you?
It That's never has, never did.
Really? Never?
Wow. That's nice. Take it off.
Are you?
I promise you I've never cared ever in my life.
No. I have a sense of appreciation.
Yeah.
Because I've been put onto the fact that it costs lots of money. So it's like, okay, you know, if these things cost money and you got it exclusively for this reason, I appreciate that. And that's nice.
I like to see the effort that you put in, but I'd rather see you naked, honestly.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like,
yeah,
but
like y'all don't care at all.
I personally,
okay,
don't.
Like if you want to go out your way, I will appreciate you, but at the end of the day, it's all gonna come off.
Yeah, it will, but yeah, you have an appreciation for it. Like
it looks slightly nice, but in 30 seconds, I'm throwing this across the room. I'm not gonna see it again.
Like, let's be real. Are you going to keep it on the entire time? No.
No, but they have, like, lingerie where you can, like, remove the panties, but, like, keep the, like, you know when that one's unclipped?
Why?
I feel like it's just, like, adds, like, a little. Zooms, like, a little. It adds, like, a little.
I hate extra.
I don't know what it's adding,
but. I don't want to do just to get you naked.
I hate extra apparel. Like, I would rather just a smooth. Naked body.
I hate the extendo.
A smooth naked body. I don't even
Why does
like
it have to be smooth. We buy smooth.
I don't I even like the no, body. I don't even I like the like
I don't like dry skin.
Nah, I don't even like
No, sorry, go.
Well, I mean, I would hope I know your what you skin mean, is moisturized.
You don't like what?
I don't like nothing. I don't even like the like pull it to the side.
Oh, when you pull it like, to the side. I think that's more for like quickies though. Like, yeah, or like if you're somewhere, yeah, that's like that's kind of low-key public or whatever, then you kind of pull it to the
Depends
side. But
the
even after you pull it to the side, eventually, like, yo, this is in the way. Like, this is literally it's just
literally
in the
way.
Stopping
my flow.
Shit your ankles, bro. Like, that's not going
to pull. No, you can't pull it to your ankles. As a woman, you can't pull it to your ankles. It's either on to the side or it's off. Like, to the ankles is not, it's not feasible.
I don't even like to the ankles for myself. I don't have any, like, range of motion in my legs.
Yo, you ever tried that and then you realize, like, oh, fuck, I'm in one position? Like, you can't even fix it.
Yeah, you're stuck.
Interesting, but I saw someone tweet, and I'm
like,
probably just like.
It's like trying to hop in a potato sack.
Yo, you're.
But like I said, you're not going to that's your ankles, right, like, in the comfort of your home. You're probably going to your ankles if it's a quickie somewhere. Maybe that's kind of,
no,
like, public.
Sometimes that happens when it's just, like, you drop it, but it doesn't come all the way off, but you're starting already, so it's kind of stuck
you just,
there.
You just don't take the extra second to just step out of it.
No, you don't want to ruin the flow. Habits.
Men are so stupid.
No, that's it is true.
And also getting back in your pants, like putting it feels
yeah,
so
now like
weird.
My legs, like
yeah,
oh my
like,
god,
nah, man.
Do you
as
think
as long as one leg is free,
doing something else with my hands, and now my legs just now
you can do everything you need to do as long as one leg is out of there.
Do you think fully naked sex is too grown?
Grown.
I saw someone say that like fully, like when if you sex fully naked, like it's a little bit too like. It's too personal, like it's too grown. It's
this sounds like do you have to kiss every time?
No, I agree, I agree. And it's of course just dumb Twitter, but I thought about that, and I'm like, that won't lie. There was a point in my life where, like, when obviously when I was younger, like just starting in like my sexual career
is sexual crazy.
I don't get paid.
I'm not in entry
I don't
position
get paid
anymore.
For sex. I mean, my sexual.
I'm not a rookie anymore.
What's the word? Not career. What's the word?
You're a senior
sexual,
administrative
not
role
life
now,
or experience or journey. I don't know. Whatever.
Just say experience.
Early in my sexual life. I was always like self-conscious about being like fully naked because I was like, I don't know how everything is looking, like what it, you know. But as you get older, like you gen, like I don't, I feel like to have sex with clothes on is just defeats the purpose of
I do think it is a younger thing.
Yeah.
Because you even, like, it was even kind of, like, cool to not fully take off your clothes.
Who was it?
Yeah, as guys, I was never, like, a through the boxer or through the pants type
through
of guy.
Through the boxer is so disrespectful.
But I know I certain
think
people.
I think it's that's so
crazy.
Rude.
I think that's crazy.
But I know certain people that looked as that at that as, like, cool.
Like, just.
It was a thing.
Just to have sex with a woman.
All the clothes on while doing it?
Not all, but, like, just having clothes on.
Why is it? What is the through the boxers thing? I generally don't understand it.
I think
I don't
it's a myth.
Like it.
I said before in previous episodes, it's a myth. No one is doing through the boxers stuff.
No, I've heard. I've personally never experienced through the boxers.
Me neither.
But I know women who have, and I know men who have said that.
I also feel like that's probably a in public type of thing. Like the dudes that were getting head in the stairway at school were going
okay.
through the boxers.
Okay,
they
I
weren't.
Can believe that. That would make
through
sense.
The boxers through the jeans zipper too.
That's yeah. That, yeah. Yeah, that's diabolical.
That was.
I think that's a very risky.
That was
through
happening.
The jean zipper and through the boxer hole.
That was
two
happening.
Levels of holes. That's I don't happening. Like it.
Two levels of holes. Yep, there it is.
No,
yeah, there we go.
There we go.
I like that's kind of gross.
I agree.
Because then also like. If you're giving good oral sex, then there's a lot of saliva.
Yeah, but when
so
we're
now
young,
you just
who
have
is really
like,
doing good anything?
Like,
on both sides.
I mean,
this
I
is
guess.
Why I like now that I'm older. I fully agree that like high schoolers should not be having sex.
I said this
because it's like yep. it's not going to be good, and you're risking stuff. So
yeah.
what's the point?
I disagree, yeah. honestly.
You disagree?
Let me
what?
Let me explain from my seat.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I think high schoolers should be fucking.
Yeah,
I think it's their prerogative.
Let me land
Trey,
the plane.
That's hilarious.
Land
the plane.
Land the plane,
bro.
Okay.
I think when you're in high school, like obviously a certain age, like grade 9, grade 10, you do not even touch that. But obviously when you're grade 11, grade 12, like there's things you're going to experience. I think it might be a little bit of learning lessons safety-wise to do it, rather than
no.
going out in the street in college.
So you're saying bump your head.
Huh?
You're saying bump your head.
Safely.
I get where you're
sex,
coming
man.
From.
Sex is a little
but,
slippery slope.
No, I get where he's coming from, but it's kind of risky, but I get what he's saying, maybe in the sense of, like, say you weren't educated on protection, and you went raw. I know a lot of dudes where the first time they ever had sex, they went raw. But they were, like, younger. They weren't really educated on condoms, or they didn't have condoms, or whatever. I feel like it's so probably.
Clever. I was trying to think if I went wrong the first
I
time.
I feel like it's probably safer.
I did it. I promise. I swear to God. I have to think of. Oh, I thought about it, but I actually did it. The
I feel like it's. I feel like it's probably safer to make that mistake when you're younger, because the risk is lower than if the first time you have sex is in college when people are already wilding, and that's the first time you have sex and you went raw. The odds are you have a way higher chance of catching something.
Thank you.
I feel like regardless, it's high.
But
man.
I still don't think you should.
I think a lot of things that happen to young boys sexually, like that they try and pass off as like kind of cool and stuff, can really sort of derail them for their development when they're older. Like boys that are like with older women, like, you know, like with teachers and stuff like that or whatever. Like
or athletes.
It gets looked at as so cool or whatever if you're like a preteen or like, God forbid, in the single digits doing like sexual stuff. Like later on as adults, that really can have some deep impairment on you.
Do you think that parents need to be more involved in their children's sex? This sounds crazy to say children's sex life, but like teenagers' sex lives. Like,
I don't know how involved you could really be, but
I won't lie. I think me as a mom, like, I'm going to be.
What do you mean by that? Like providing safety tips?
Yeah, like I want like. Are you having sex? Who are you having sex with? Don't be having sex. All that. Like, my mom didn't really, and I talked about, my mom didn't really give me that conversation. I wasn't fucking early. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like parents need to be more, not overly involved, but have more of a, you know.
An in-depth
it seems like
yeah.
a slippery slope, though, because it's like, if as a parent and you're trying to, like, insert yourself in that aspect of their life, and it can be, you could probably get a lot of pushback, like, what kid is going to want to have these open type of conversations with their parents? And then I almost feel like that tension and resistance of like a parent being very on top of those things can be one of the catalysts to making a kid like be rebellious and trying to, you know, like.
Yeah,
I see
tough.
It. We have my little cousin. He's like
in a general sense. I don't mean that as like a general rule of thumb.
Yeah,
like, not like that can happen. I don't mean
generally
that's
parents
everything.
Are like trying to make you avoid stuff, not encouraging you to do things that are within the realm of like. Sexuality or like even drugs, they're trying to steer you away from it.
But in doing that too much, you can, like...
push them towards it.
Yeah, it's kind of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I would necessarily steer my children away from it, but I want an open dialogue. Like, if my child is having sex or as when they're a teenager, like, I want to know. Like, yeah. That needs to be open.
I'd want my kid to feel that, like, if no matter what happened, like, if it's the worst case scenario where it's, like, you're worried and you got to get tested or something like that, or you feel like this girl that you've been with, like, Mr. Period, and you're worried, you're about to, like, you can communicate that with me. Like, I'm on your side. You don't need to feel like you need to be by yourself going through that. And I think a lot of parents will be very, don't fucking get a girl pregnant, don't do this. And then, like, they get put in that situation. They're so scared to tell their parents.
Yeah.
You know, so then it's like they don't have anybody in their corner when that happens. So, it talking about it as someone that doesn't have kids sounds like very... I could only imagine how difficult
navigating that. Yeah, we're talking from looking from the outside in, which we have no experience. But I would hope that that would be my experience whenever I have kids.
I think it's an immigrant parent thing, too, because I don't really know anyone whose parents actually gave them the talk. I don't think so. The most that you might get is don't bring home no babies. Like, you're not getting an actual sex talk.
Well, I mean,
I didn't have no talk ever. Like, I think the first time anything ever was said, I brought it up to my mom, and I was like in my 20s.
Oh.
And I was like, yo, just so you know, like, I'm not a virgin. My mom was like, did you use protection? I was like, yeah. And that was it.
And then she said, okay.
That was it.
Damn.
And I think she, like, gave me condoms, like, once. She, like, left condoms, like, on my bed. Never said anything about it ever. I never brought it up. And that was it.
No.
For my whole life, that was it.
I think my mom's going to sit down and be like, okay, like, are you having sex? Like, who is she?
But how old is she? You're not going to buy the
condoms. I'll buy the condoms.
Okay.
But, like, I'd rather you use the condoms than, you know, go and raw and get something or get a girl pregnant. But, like, I would ask questions like, okay, when did you have sex? Like, who was this girl? How old is she? When the situation happened, were you comfortable?
Are you going to want to talk to that kid's parents?
No.
And I think this is, like, when parents start doing things like that, is when you're starting to steer your kid away.
I don't need to know her parents. But, like, I want to protect my son or my daughter. So, even, like, when did this happen? And, like, a lot of people... they're young and have sex with older, like, lose it to men or who are older than them.
Yeah.
Like, I know a lot of young boys who lost their virginity as teenagers, but the girls were older and vice versa.
And those,
y'all are victims.
And this is what I'm saying. And then they have developmental problems later on or intimacy problems later on. And it's like, why am I like this? Man, you were fucking at 8, 9 years old and that kind of messed you
up. Or you were 15 and she was 19. Like, that's still a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Sorry. No. So if my 15-year-old is having sex with a 19-year-old, we have a problem, a serious problem, and I'll fight her. But kidding, not kidding. But anyways.
I feel that. I know what you mean.
And then I think now we're seeing a trend, which I think we talked about before, but like now, what's his name? CJ Stroud was seen leaving the celebrity softball game or something like that, a celebrity game with Amber Rose.
Was he?
Yes. What? It's all over Twitter. Yeah. He literally walks out with Amber Rose and like they get into his car and like leave, which kind of, I mean, yes, we could be assuming, but I mean, also, what is Amber Rose doing with CJ Stroud?
You know what I mean? Way more discourse than I thought I would about that whole thing.
I think it's more, we're just seeing a trend like Jalen Green and Drea, and then you have Jalen Brown and Bernice Burgos.
Oh,
and you have LaMelo Ball and Anna Montana. Like, there's a lot, there's trends with these very young, like, early, like, CJ Stroud is what, 21, 22?
Is that how young he is?
Yes, he's a baby.
Yes, or he's a rookie, isn't he?
Yes, it was his rookie year with the Houston.
He was in the celebrity game.
For people who don't know, CJ Stroud is a rookie quarterback for the Houston Texans,
right?
In the NFL. He's literally, Google it, I'm almost positive he's 22. So he's literally a baby. And Amber Rose is 40. And I feel like there's two sides. There's the side where these young boys, you know, they have money now. There's a lifestyle, whatever, whatever.
And you want the girls.
And now they want the girls that they used to thirst over, right?
Because
like
Amber Rose, they're living out childhood dreams.
Right. Amber Rose, he's 22, right? And Amber Rose is 40. Amber Rose, Drea, Anna Montana, Bernice Burgos, like, they're all older, but they've been, like, that sexy...
They've been around.
Centerfold type, you know, social media men, you know,
used to know talking about
gawk and still do gawk over them. So I feel like now that these young boys spent their lives on Instagram gawking over these big booty IG girls and then get to a place where, like, yo, I'm in their circles. Now it's time to smash. Like, but my thing is, like, yo, my son is, like, if I'm seeing, my son is, that's not guanin. That is not, cut
but there's
that.
Nothing you could do at when
you're,
a man's
you're telling
20.
Your son that's worth $200 million.
Try
right?
me.
At 20, there's nothing. Maybe at 17,
no,
you can. At
I don't
20,
care.
This
is
an
all thing
worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Me
so
and Amber
telling,
Rose could go toe to toe.
He doesn't 22. Live in your house anymore. There's
I don't care. I
do.
Don't care. My child is my old. Listen. Listen.
See, but my thing with that is, as the dude, it's like, I understand, okay, you had her poster on your wall when you were 12. Now you're around her, you want to, you know, get a slice of cake. Cool. I'm not buying the recipe, you know? Like, I'm going to eat the slice of cake.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say that it tastes good, and I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm not buying
you're not
the recipe.
You're not preheating the oven. You're
yeah,
not
I'm not buying the recipe to this cake. That makes absolutely no sense to me.
You're taking a sample, then leaving.
Yeah, that makes no sense. I might eat this cake every day for a couple months, but I'm not taking this cake home.
They want to eat it every day.
Nah, bro.
They want to eat it every day. They want to make it again. They want to bake it, make
this is
it
the
again.
Only cake I
have
be
it
cool.
in the house forever.
That makes
like,
no sense.
That's crazy.
Me.
I don't see it. And my thing is, like, Amber Rose already has two children. One with Khalifa, one with someone else. She's two boys. Mm. She's 40. Not to say that she's been around, but, you know, she's an older woman. She's been in the game for a while. She's also been in the public eye for a while. Like, what do you want with my 20? Like, you would have, I'm sorry, you'd have to see me. What do you want with my 22-year-old son? What?
She only has one.
No, she has two sons.
She has one with Wiz.
She has one with Wiz, and then who's older.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She has one with...
And one with, I don't know who her other baby daddy is. But regardless, what do you want with my 20? And if my son doesn't want to talk, okay, cool. I'm going to go to her. What do you want with my child?
But how are you going to go to her?
I'll figure it out. You know who I am? I will figure it out. If
well, you
my
get
son,
a DM her on Instagram?
If my son is in the NBA, I'll catch her at a game. I'll catch her in the I'll catch her somewhere. You
catching
think,
her courtside is hilarious.
If I was Jalen Green's mom, I'm at
you're coming to Drea,
the Atlanta Hawks game. And I'm looking at Drea like, yo, what's happening? Like, what do you want my son for real?
Yeah, but even when you leave the arena, what's stopping him from going back to the hotel with the same woman?
Like, yeah, listen. Listen, yeah. What do you want with my son? Period. Like, I don't get it. Like, period. Like, come on. Is it not weird? It's weird. It's weird.
And I feel like those girls, if I was in that position, it's like, I know what's going on here. We could have a mutual exchange, but I'm not signing a mortgage. Like, we could do what we're doing, and that's it, because I know what you guys are on. I've seen you for 15 years.
Do you think, like, the girls know what they're doing, especially, like, for
of course.
Of course!
Like, with Brittany Renner and the that
yes,
situation?
They know what they're doing.
Of course. These girls, like, it was referred to on the JVP, these girls are snipers. They're professional snipers. They're not
Navy
new to this.
Seals.
They know how the game
marksman
goes.
Markswoman.
You don't think that they possibly just, like, found someone that they might potentially find a life partner in?
You can, but
what
I feel like it's
common, man.
You can, but I feel like it's very convenient it's that every one of your life partners is up. Crazy. That's very convenient.
Every one of your life partners just signed a max contract in the NBA. Yeah, okay.
It's a little bit. It's weird. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's weird. Mm-hmm.
But
it
I also weird. Get it where these seasoned veterans, because they know the rules of the game, they're gonna play within the rules of the game. You take a chance finding a new, green, beautiful girl from Wichita, Kansas, because you don't know if she's a live wire. You don't know if she's going to post a picture of you in bed sleeping. You don't know if she's going to blast your text. You don't know if she's going to try to do this and that and try to get money out of you. So I get why they date the same 10 girls, because of safety.
Because they know the girls know what it is.
Yeah, but I personally wouldn't.
And those kids that are in college that are about to be on that stage are just itching to be with one of those in rotation type
women. Is there, like I said, there's no more women out there. Like, they have access to so many women. Y'all telling me you can't find, like, I don't know. Wasn't CJ Stroud just praising a god?
I mean,
can't you, like, was he, not to say Ambrose is not godly, but we're, like,
he's also a young black quarterback. Let him do what he wants.
Yeah, but that's why it's even scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why it's even scarier.
Because if you reversal man it, if you saw Denzel Washington walking around with Sky Jackson, you'd be like, this is very creepy.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Wait, that's a very bigger gap, though. Denzel Washington's like 70. And Sky Jackson's like 20. That's like a 50-year gap.
Okay, who's 40?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Anthony Anderson. Actually,
that's a good one.
Leonardo, but he's also been called out for being weird.
He's kind of wild.
Isn't there like a thing where like wild. He dumps his girlfriends as soon as they go over 25?
Yep. That's true. Funny.
Like it's like literally a pattern. Like they've literally went through a list of all of his girlfriends and when they broke up, and it's right after she turns 25.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but no one talks about that as seriously. They just make it a joke at the
Oscars. I think it's disgusting. I think it's weird. Gross. But I mean, yeah, something is weird. Something in the industry is just very weird. And we saw it with, you know, CJ Stroud and what's her name? Amber Rose. And now who's the guy from Hot Ones?
Sean Evans.
Okay, he was allegedly he was dating a adult film star who was, I guess, known in the adult film industry because people recognize her. Mm-hmm. And then the news broke that they were allegedly in a relationship, right?
Melissa Stratton.
Melissa what?
Stratton.
Okay, Melissa, I don't know.
Do you have to beep that?
I don't know. It's just her name.
Okay.
It's her name. I don't know adult film stars by name. So whatever. Her name is. News broke, I think, from TMZ that they were official. They were in a relationship, blah, blah, blah. Adam Psycho 22 decides to tweet, like he quote tweets the news breaking. He's like, oh my God, congratulations, Sean. Her pussy's fire. And you already know how men are. Mm. I know men's egos, and even
this day, it's the worst day. That Stephen A. Smith started playing in Sean Evans' head.
When the news broke, Adam 22 said that. Then 24 hours later, news broke they had officially broken up.
I also want to say that I feel like this is another one of those a lie is more entertaining than the truth situations.
You think it has no...
Because we don't know if this timeline is actually true, but let's say it is.
Hold on.
Because we don't know if they weren't already broken up and people just didn't take it in until that day.
But they were at the Super Bowl together.
Yeah.
Like they were holding hands. They were taking pictures together. And the Super Bowl was only what? Last week? 2 weeks ago-ish? Mm-hmm. So, like, if we're at the Super... And she says in the art... a source or whatever says that, yeah, like, they were good at the football. They were together.
And we don't know if this is the reason why. It's just a good
story. Yeah, for sure. But But also, if you are in... But, yeah, play both sides. If you're in his position, one, you know what you're... Like, you know what you signed up for. If you know you're dating an adult film star, you know that...
Yeah, I don't think that... I know I'm dating a P star... I don't think the Adam 22 tweet is what's going to take it over the edge.
You don't think so?
It seemed like that was the straw.
I don't.
It did. I mean, just for entertainment purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
It did.
From a timeline purpose, like what we saw.
She smashed Adam 22 was probably the reason.
Because, but my thing is, how would you not know that already?
Oh, what do you mean?
How would you not know that already?
Well,
how would you? I mean, unless you saw it or unless she told you, how would you know? I wouldn't know.
I think the woman made a tweet saying like responding to one of the articles saying like, oh, they've broken up. And then she was like, well, maybe you shouldn't date someone if you actually don't like
corn. And if,
she's kind of painting it as like, oh, he really is like against, you know, that type of industry.
So and I assume that right. Adam 22, if he smashed her, they did it like on camera. So it was probably researchable. So if you didn't know that, you just did bad Googles.
But are you going to search every single name of a man who could have possibly had sex with your girlfriend who's a corn star?
The internet, it's not that hard to get a directory. You just search her name and they're all going to show up.
Oh, God.
A directory.
They're all going to show up.
So do you, and I think.
And if I'm dating a corn star, I'm asking her, do I know anybody that you have smashed? I'm doing that for girls that aren't a corn star. I'm doing that regularly. So if I'm dating a corn star, of course I'm doing that. I don't care about body counts. Do I know people that you've smashed? That is my thing.
Okay, fair.
I've always said proximity is the thing, yeah.
Fair. But I think, and this might sound insensitive, but hey, I think just the way that people are naturally, whether you're a man or woman, I feel like there's certain careers that should stick in their careers in dating.
Stick to the stuff,
like,
you know.
Doctors dating doctors. That's a thing because, you know, doctors and their schedules. Someone who is not a doctor, if your husband has to work or your wife has to work Christmas Day or, you know, they get called, they have to leave, like, stuff like that doesn't work for people. That's why they say, like, even my cousin's a doctor, like, doctors date doctors a lot of the time just because they understand the schedules. They can, you know.
I like the weird pairing.
Yeah.
Like, nurses and police officers seem to work, I think.
Do they? Oh, I don't know.
I feel like that's, like, a tropey couple occupation matchup.
But regardless, yeah. So I think the same thing should go that adult film stars should probably date adult film stars.
I agree.
Because then, you know, you don't run into stuff like this. I personally could never date an adult film star. Hell to the no. No. No, no, no. Like, hell no. Not even close. Mm-mm. I couldn't even, like, no. I don't think I even date a man who had, like, an OnlyFans. Like, it was just like, hell no, no.
Could you date a pole dancer?
A male pole dancer?
Yeah.
Like what, like a Magic Mike?
I guess so, yeah.
No.
Could
no.
you?
No, absolutely not.
Could you?
No, I can't date Magic Mike. Even if you had a dick pic that circulated, I don't even know if I could, like.
Yo, what if he was like a.
No, this is so hypocritical.
Is it?
Yo,
it
because is. You is would it? You it would is. Never say, if I came to you and I'm like, yo, Zoe, I really like this girl. She's amazing, but her news got leaked, so I don't really know if I want to date her. You'd be like, you're a terrible person.
You would.
You would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You would say that I'm a terrible person.
Okay. Let me rephrase.
Reversal man in the bag.
I think, right?
Do you mean a voluntary dick pic? Like,
yes,
I put
okay,
it
yeah.
online?
Like, I think I couldn't date a guy. Like, there's some men. I'm going to keep this try to. There's some men
who
in this city.
Jafina is FaceTiming me.
Are you going to answer on the show? Okay.
Jafina, you are now live on the Relentless Diaries podcast.
Hi, Relentless Diaries podcast. Okay, Trezzy, call me later. I'll see you later.
I don't know. We'll see. Bye.
Oh my god!
Yo, I don't.
This guy said, "Ah, oh, not going
like,
to your event."
Sounded
sorry.
Like it was an important call. That
so
she,
mean.
No, we're like, talking we about there's a the there's a party later, and yeah. I just don't know if I want to go or not yet.
We talked about this before.
Me. That's all.
Before
you guys get any ideas.
No, I didn't have any ideas. I knew what you're talking.
Talking
about. Oh, you're talking about. Okay. Anyways,
because they don't know the context.
Fair. What was I saying again?
The dick pic.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. There's some men.
Pause.
Which I won't. There's some men in the city who are known in the woman community of being very frivolous with their dick pics.
Damn.
Okay. I'm not gonna say no names.
Put a name on that bullet.
But there are
pause,
men.
Pause, I don't wanna know.
There are men in this city, a few men that I can think of top of my head,
wow,
who have been very open to sharing dick pics easily.
Mm.
I don't want that type of man. If you have sent your dick pic to like 15, 20 girls.
So what's the cutoff?
What?
The number.
How many girls?
How many pics? How many is too much?
How many dick pics are you allowed
before?
Let's
hear this number.
I mean.
Five?
I think if it's like, if someone says your name and girls go, ah, I'm sick.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry, I can't do it. I can't. If I'm in a group of girls, like we're in, like, I don't know, like say it's girls night, whatever, and someone's like, oh, like bubble or Tresor, and girls like, ah,
it happens like that. That's so funny.
That's happened before multiple times.
But what
multiple times?
What if that's not my doing? What if I sent it to one girl and she showed everyone else?
That's
she
possible.
Sent it
that is possible. You're right. But once conversation starts happening, it's like, yo, it's like, oh no, I got it, and then I got it, and then I, yeah. And that there are guys in the city who do that.
That's bad.
Who do that. That's so you're bad. Telling me
that, is
that if you're talking to your or talking to your girl before your wife or whatever, and you say, oh yeah, by the way, me and whatever are talking, and all the niggas go, yeah. Like, oh. And all of a sudden you as that she sent coochie take pics.
Oh my god.
Are you like, are you kidding me?
Oh my sick. God. Yeah, I'd be
have
sick.
A little discernment, people.
I'd be sick. I'd be sick.
I'd be sick.
Yeah. That's, and don't get me wrong. Listen, sometimes nudes get sent. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, everyone's sent a sexy picture before. But you can't just be bopping them to every Tom, Dick, and Harry. Yeah, can't Guan, yo.
That's tough.
Yeah, forgive
one, because
me,
you don't know. I'm not saying, like, I've sent sexy pictures before, but when me and that man have built some type of rapport and relationship, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't hand them out like trade, like Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Yeah.
Because then you don't know who this man is sharing it to. You know what I'm saying? Like, people be people.
Nudes are.
You don't know who. Girl, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's sticky out there.
It is.
And then the fact that I know that you sent your penis pic to 20 girls in the city who I just know, then I'm questioning your discernment. Like, what are you doing, brother? You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm kind of questioning your character a little bit.
I think it is like it's a crazy concept to begin with. So if there's there's a
you
list.
Guys were talking about that on the episode when I wasn't here. I remember you guys were talking about, and they said how they've never sent.
Oh yeah, have you sent one? Like, you've definitely sent one.
First of all, what's with the definitely?
Because there's no way. There's you sent one, right? Did you say yeah? Okay, so you, yeah.
I have
freaky boy. Freaky boy.
I have. I'm not gonna act like I've never done it. I don't like it. It's not like my bag. It's definitely not something that I do often at all, but I have done it before, yes.
Okay.
I'll say that,
to me,
yes.
I feel like just, a lot of men do it.
But I think it's...
With your face in it?
No.
Oh, okay. I've gotten face in, and I'm like...
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of trust. I don't think I have maybe one, but I don't think I actually have. Maybe it was just for me. I don't think I've ever sent one with my face in it. Yeah, I have to like
face
really
is crazy.
Face is
like really trust to have my face.
Even if I trust you, I'm not putting my face.
Yeah,
in it.
You would send it with like to your girl.
No, with my face in it, no.
Really? Your girl?
With my girl, come over and see my face. I'm not just send it to you.
But what if she's like away?
No, see, but my thing is My thing is the main reason why I don't even like to do it in general is not even necessarily the other person. It's the variables that can happen in between.
Like you getting hacked?
It's not that I don't trust you. What if, my phone gets hacked? What if your phone gets hacked? What if you lose your phone? Mm. What if one of your friends sees your phone open and sends it to themselves?
So
what
if, gets hacked?
You'd have to be crazy to do that.
What?
That happens.
If I, for example, like say I'm with Cam, and Cam's phone is open, and I see a dick pic in it. Mm-hmm. To take my friend's phone and send a...
Some people are bad.
No, that's crazy.
That's very insane. I've never even heard of that.
That's insane.
That's why I don't even like, I don't keep people's nudes on my phone. Because I don't want there to be a slip.
Yeah, I don't think I have any. No, I definitely don't have any.
Someone hacks your phone, are you more concerned about big industry reference tracks being leaked or nudes getting leaked?
No, reference tracks. I don't have like nudes on my phone.
I don't have nudes on my phone either. But do you so
me neither.
Would you get in trouble if like your phone got hacked and like a song got...
It depends on the song, yeah. You definitely would, cuz like
so I'll just keep it on your computer then.
You need to have access to it. They can hack that too, but you need to have access to it. Like if I'm going somewhere and I need to play something, it has to be on.
That's why
phone.
Certain artists, when they're working together, it's like they're handing USBs off to each other. They're under lock and key. They're in briefcases that only
and
two
it even
know
takes,
the codes to.
It even takes a while to get to the point where people trust you to send that to you. Because at the beginning, like when I was just meeting people didn't want to send stuff. They would call you on FaceTime and play it over FaceTime.
Mm.
So it does get tough because I get it. Like, if I have a song for... I'm just going to pick a random person. Let's say it's Kanye. Let's say I have a Kanye beat on my phone. If that leaks, do you know how much money could potentially just be lost?
And it's like your foot in the door is not no longer there.
Because say that beat was for Jay-Z, and now Jay-Z doesn't do that song. That whole rollout, all the money that's like...
Gone.
That's gone. So that's tough.
Interesting. I didn't really think about it like that, but I guess.
Yeah.
I guess. People who like actively hack phones for that.
It's so weird.
Like, why would you hack a phone?
I don't know.
Like,
think about if you hear that Jay-Z and Kanye are working on an album together and Watch the Throne is about to be the craziest thing ever. Like, getting, like, leak culture is at an all-time high too, right? Snippets and things like that. Like, people live for that. So if you are the person that has the exclusive Kanye snippet for the thing that's being anticipated that everybody wants to hear, or the Playboy Cardi snippet, you know, we know how much the Gen Zers love him. Like, that can be a huge drop. That can be a huge, like, people sell those things facts, too, but right? Like, you can sell it to a blog. It's like TMZ selling photos of celebrities.
But that is also, the hack stuff is also a reason why I never have and never will use iCloud. I think it's the most ridiculous thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, you're good then. Oh, how could someone hack you if you're not using iCloud?
It's the most ridiculous thing in the world. Why would anyone ever use iCloud?
I use iCloud.
iCloud is so hackable.
It is.
And that's why I don't link things. Like, my messages from my phone aren't popping up on my computer. I'm not doing that either.
I stopped doing that.
Some things I get very skeptical about how they leak, you know? Like, remember when the whole D'Angelo Russell thing happened with Nick Young? It's like,
and the text messages leaks?
No, the video of him. Remember when he was talking about cheating on Iggy Azalea?
Oh, was it a video?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
It's like, how is that getting leaked? Like, who is just trying to hack D'Angelo Russell's I don't know. Just
see, but I feel like something like that, I don't think it's a hack leak. I think it's probably like him sending it to one of his homies, like, yo, look at this, laughing about it. And them, like,
the homie?
Yeah.
Someone in his circle is just a bad friend.
Yeah, that happens.
Or some
a lot.
People, some people are very just like.
Didn't Ruby
damning?
Rose's close friends get leaked?
Like, yeah,
Like,
talking about Nikki.
Sometimes
people just are just foolish.
My close friends got leaked, not in a bad way, but like I was
talking shit about someone.
Yeah. When that's Twitter funny. Had close friends, I was talking shit about someone, and apparently got back to them. I said, "Word, there's ops in here."
That's crazy.
There's ops in here.
That's
without
bad.
Saying names, like, is there anybody in your friend group that you're kind of like, you're the type to do that?
No.
That would be bad.
My close friend group.
Like, did you figure out who the mole was?
I had an idea. And don't get me wrong. Like, sometimes, and that's why I started treating close friends, like actual close friends. Because before I was like, oh, yeah, you and I are cool. It's cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But then I was like, yeah, actually, maybe we're not. Maybe we're actually not that cool.
I hear that.
And I definitely cut down my close friends list on both Instagram. I mean, I don't go crazy anymore. Like, and there's no more close friends on Twitter. But, yeah. I mean, even my close friends on Instagram, I'm like, I'm not posting anything nuts on there. Like, maybe just an inappropriate joke that I want my coworkers to see. Mm. But
yeah,
like, I don't be wild.
Yeah, close my close friends, there's nothing crazy on it. It's just like stuff that I don't want all of my followers to see. It's mainly just jokes.
Or like if I screenshot a conversation,
you'd be posting those references.
But like not like actual I don't post. See, the thing is, I'll post stuff that like I can post, like stuff that I'm writing. But like, I would never post something that I'm sending to someone
okay.
else.
Maybe there
that's
references,
OG, you know?
But you'll post like music snippets.
Yeah,
on
I'll
yours,
post stuff like that. I don't care about stuff like that. But
I don't
anything
really,
serious, I would never.
I don't utilize the close friends at all.
Really?
Well, I don't post much on any social.
Yeah,
media
I feel like you're not even like on social media. I feel like you're like very much like a lurker. Yeah. Like you just look at shit and like you know what's going on, but like you don't. You're not active.
I'm like, I feel like the older I get, the less and less I'm like lurking or even like social media is becoming less of a.
I would be honest, if this wasn't required for my work, I would be off social media completely.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't find anything amusing about it anymore, just besides work.
Sometimes I like find the odd, like, I'm like, okay, this
I
is
watch
funny
a lot more videos than I scroll on like Twitter or Instagram. Like, I'll be watching something or have something in the background playing or something more than I scroll.
I feel like I find myself posting less like story. Like, I used to post like stories when I'm out all the time. Now I just like have no desire to post.
You're not documenting
your
ongoings as much?
No, not at all. And I used to do that a lot. Like, that was my thing. Like, I used to out, you know, post the dinner, post the club. Now I'm just kind of like, what am I like?
Yeah.
Do y'all even really care that I'm eating steak right now? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't.
Or I used to have a thing where it's like I wanted my stories to be very like live, like this is what I'm doing right now. But now I don't really do that no more. Like, if I post something on my story, this could literally be from like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, or like I post it a little bit later.
A lot more active though.
Yeah, but even that, like, I'm posting stuff that happened like 5 hours ago.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. I feel like it's just I feel like it's a point. It's like, why am I like, why is this actually like important to post like right now? And do people actually care? Huh?
Do you think it's invasive sometimes
to post things in the moment?
No, as in like, because you and Tresor have a lot of following, and like more stuff that you post, like more people would see rather than others. Do you think like some eyes are just kind of like, why do you want to see this kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I said, if I have to like, if you don't care, then like why? Like, if I feel like it's not that important. But I mean, I feel like I post for me too, but I just haven't had like the inkling or like the desire to like share my dinner plates anymore. or like, you know, it's just.
They say that, though, that people are just refraining from posting personal stuff more in general.
I agree with that.
People aren't documenting their ongoings. Yeah. Like, the way that Instagram used to have, like, your personal account, like, you used to post and keep it up to date, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, like, it's not, like, big milestone. People, it's, like, a really a highlight reel resume type thing at this point, mm-hmm. right? Like, people aren't just, I don't know.
And everyone has podcasts now.
Yeah.
So, people use that. Yeah. And there was, I saw this clip, oh, speaking of, ironically, Twitter and social media. I saw this clip on Twitter, and it was, like, once again, male podcasts are just terrible podcasts usually when it's two men or three men speaking. More than one man, actually,
yeah,
more than one man without the presence of a woman is usually like
slippery slope,
terrible conversations you're having had.
Go ahead.
It goes the same the other way.
We can talk about both sides.
Yes,
but regardless, I saw a clip from this, I don't know what the podcast name was, but he was talking about, you know, like, I guess the podcast hosts and the guests, I don't know what their names are. He was talking about, I guess, just like him being married and I guess slipping up in the marriage as in cheating. And then the podcast host asked him, well, how many kids do you have? And he was like, two by my wife. And he was like, well, why did you say it like that? Like, why did you have to emphasize that it was by your wife? And he was like, oh, because I have another one. And he's like, well, how old's your other kid? He's like, two. And him and his wife have been married for 7 years. And he was like, okay, so obviously you stepped out, got another girl pregnant in the last 7 years. You haven't been married after you already have your two kids. He was like, yeah. And then they were talking about, like, well, like, how did you, like, you know, like, obviously you guys are still together. She forgave you, blah, blah, blah. Like, how did you work through that? This guy said that, you know, he went through this thing where he texted her every day. And his thing is blue hearts. So he texted her every day. He'd be like, oh, like, I love you, baby. Good morning, blue heart. And then he realized, oh, I'm just going to keep sending her hearts every day to show her. And every day I'm going to add on another heart. So there's a heart streak. And now he's at 21 days. And he feels like that's a lot of days to send hearts to make up for the cheating.
I almost want the audio. Like, it's very...
So he's stacking the hearts like Maul's money bags?
Basically.
Hold on. And just, he cheated on her.
Yes.
And this is how he's, like, getting back in her.
These are just, yeah, ways. This is one of the ways that, like, he shows her appreciation.
And he's kind of saying, like, it's working, pretty much. That's more or less what he's saying.
Like,
I guess.
How?
Like, what the fuck is this?
Where our generation's cooked.
You know, we used to build pyramids and shit. Like, as a society, we used to be so much more...
My thing is, like,
we are cooked.
If you cheat on me, we're done. If you cheat on me, have a baby, we are so done. But it's like, I just don't understand why, like, out of all things that you could possibly do, or, you know, not even like therapy or, like, you know what I'm saying, like something productive that's going to help you build that trust, you just want to send an additional heart every day to build, like, what, like a heart Snapchat score in text,
you know.
So every day you add a heart to the I love you to show that when you get to day 40, there's 40 hearts in her text messages.
Does she reply to
me? I don't know.
Me and Trisor are always kind of going to bat about, oh, like, you shouldn't, men with podcast mics, you need to ban them. Like, this is one of those moments, I think. That is, I haven't seen the clip, but if dude's pretty much saying that he was cheating on Shorty and the way that he's fixed it is by sending two hearts 21 days in a row, that is, usually I appreciate audacity with, like, crazy takes and stuff like that, but this is just, throw the dating pool in rice.
Our generation is cooked.
Well, that's not even dating. That's just one really unique bad perspective. I hope unique. I hope there isn't other guys that are repairing cheating with blue hearts. I hope that isn't going to spark a chain of that. I don't know. That's,
I'm sure there are men who are trying to repair cheating with...
That's all you got
to
do, blue hearts? Like,
with blue hearts or terrible bouquets or maybe gifts. Like, maybe, like, really expensive. There's men, like... Men know who they're dealing with, so, I mean, one thing I believe is that a man knows who he's dealing with. So a man knows how much he needs to do in order to get back into your good graces.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Every girl has, like,
a... Like, I feel like certain men, if you know your girl is, like, a hard, like, very, like, listen, like, I don't play, and you cheat on her, I feel like you're gonna know that, like, yo, no matter what, you have to prepare yourself, like, this is dead.
Yeah.
Like, she is not likely, maybe, not going to take me back. some men know, like, meh. Like, G Herbo. Like, how many times can you cheat on Tyna and...
A Boogie.
Yeah, G Herbo, A Boogie. You know what I'm saying?
Tristan Thompson.
Yeah. Like, it's like, you know... At the end of the day, like,
weaknesses.
You know.
It's right. You know what? And that's not fair to call that weakness. That's like preying on, like, a bet. That's
yeah, like, men know who to play with. Women know who to play with, too.
I agree.
Yeah.
Women know when they can get certain stuff off a guy. Yeah, he's not going
to
do nothing.
I used to be played with a bull. Pause.
Played with a bull? What?
I know.
You used to be played with a bull?
Yeah, what do you what's
what do you mean a bull?
Play with a bull.
Oh, play. I think meant bull as in like, like.
Okay. Play with a bull.
I heard play with a bull, like. Okay, no, got it. No. Used to be, yeah, okay. So, yeah, so unfortunately,
when
girls
I was,
from.
When I was still green.
Yeah, but like, yeah. I agree. Girls definitely know, like, and I have friends who I'm just like, yo, like, how you getting that off? It's like, bro, like, he's not.
What's the attributes you see in a man where you're going to be like, yeah, he's...
Yeah,
he's
what are the signs and telltale signs of a play with a bull man?
Play with a bull
man. I'm not... I personally am not the type to, like, actively, like, try to play with a guy because I know, but, like...
But you can... Aren't there things that you can sense, like...
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I could hit a lick on him.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, you know, like, insecurity...
I could run it up on him.
Yeah, like, insecurity... is like a big one. Like if you know of a guy's like very, very insecure, like girls will definitely use that. You know what I'm saying? And especially if he's a guy who like doesn't hold his ground. And like I said, there's difference between like men who are calm and easygoing, but and there's definitely men who just like can't hold their ground for nothing. And I've definitely been around men who cannot hold their ground. That stuff is like it's easy to, you know, play with a guy who's like that.
Men who don't stand on business.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So it's like girls know and vice versa, men know. Like for girls who don't stand on business, like how many times can G Herbo cheat on Tyna? And then he gives her 700 roses in their family room and it's like, oh my God, couple goals. And now there's like tweets and like relationship quotes over like, girl.
I would imagine like, that it works the same on both sides. To just be somebody that plays with people like that and is able to like get over with like those types of things, like you just have a very, very, very vivid understanding of people's insecurities and how to leverage them, which is very, like, methodical.
Also, I feel like I would argue to say that I feel like almost everyone, I feel like it's very rare, and I hate the term stand on business, but...
Really? Yeah, I love that term.
I hate it because it's such a blanket term. What does it mean? It doesn't have a meaning.
To me, when you're standing on business, it's like I'm not, like, I'm standing in what I believe. And what I know is right for me, and I'm not shifting on
it. 10 toes down.
Yeah, yeah, same thing.
But it's getting overused. And
yeah,
people
it's
are.
It is getting, and it's getting used in ways that, like, I don't think
exactly
makes sense. But if it's like I know that, like, if I know that I don't want a man who is only gonna text me at night, you know those ones? And it's like, okay, we don't need to speak. Like, I'm standing on business. Like, I don't want that for myself. So I'm removing myself, and you can't come back here. I'm standing on business about it.
Stand on business is getting the swag surf Taylor Swift treatment, though. It's a little
but I would argue to say that I feel like it's very rare for people to just be born with the stand on business gene. I feel like you have to get punched a couple times before
so you're
you learn
it's
it.
A trauma response to stand on business.
Like you have to get knocked down a couple times before you decide that you're not going to get knocked down anymore. It's very rare that like. The first time someone tries to push you, you push back.
You stand on business. Yeah, 100%.
That's very tough.
Standing on business is a learning experience.
Yeah.
But it's also could just be how you came up, right? Like, if you were raised in, like, an environment where it was very, like, free-for-all, every man for themselves type thing, where, like, if you wanted something, you would need to do that, and it's from, like, 5 years old or something like that, you know? Certain environments that you're raised in can breed that mentality. Being
I guess,
in survival, like living in survival mode from a very young age, I feel like can breed that too.
I see that, but it's like, yes and no.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I do agree that standing on business does, I don't want to call it a trauma response, but it comes from learning from past mistakes or learning from things.
Okay, yeah, maybe
that,
trauma response is a heavy,
heavy
term to
but
call
if I
it
know that. I've been in a situation before that wasn't well for me or put me in a bad place and this is similar to that, then I would stand on business with the next thing.
Yeah.
Because I'd obviously, if there's warning signs, I'm not going to go back there.
Do you ever wish that you could go back to a situation with the
100%.
Mindset and mentality that you have now?
Always.
No. Yeah.
Oh, I have a couple
never?
Of those.
No.
I would have learned a couple people good.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, I agree.
Do you, if you had a time machine, would you go back? Nah. Like, you kind of think about and fantasize, I would have said this, but, I'm kind of at the point where I'm at. Like, don't you kind of feel like that led to, who you are and stuff
I agree.
Or you would take the time machine and you would go and say the thing.
Can I come back to today?
Well, that would...
It would change.
Oh, everything. Yeah, you're right, then it would change.
It would change everything.
That means that's regret, then, what you're speaking of, right?
Oh, for sure. I can admit that I have regret in certain situations where I definitely should have tore people a new asshole when it should have been done.
That you're, hung up on, I really do wish that, if I did this, because then it would make things different. Or is it just, a in-your-heart kind of thing, I wish I just said that?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both. I think I let a lot of shit slide with certain people that definitely they should have been handled very differently.
Me too.
Some things are just meant to be a humble moment. It made me who I am today.
Yeah, I agree.
I get that, man.
I genuinely believe everything happens for a reason. So I'm not against that.
Yeah.
But I would definitely like to get some words
Everything
off.
Makes you stronger?
I hear that.
Is that the sentiment that you're rocking with?
No, I wouldn't say makes you stronger. I just think everything happens for a reason. I believe that, for sure.
But I feel sometimes, good or bad. It's better that all those things happen younger, I think, than when you're older. If you were just trying to move bossy when you were young, because, hey, man, life will teach you. It's better. A wise man once said, it's better to wake up every day and eat a slice of humble pie than to have the whole pie shoved in your face. That's true. It's true.
But what? So... I guess.
You can't eat the whole pie in one bite.
Well, the whole pie is shoved in your face.
It's going to hurt your stomach. Great analogy. Great. It's true.
It's true. That's how you got to move.
I guess. Yeah, that's fair.
Because it's have you ever... It's easy to say this in sports terms. Well, we've all played sports here. You ever seen the person that thought they were so good... Just because they were better than, just this, circle that they were around.
Yeah.
And then they actually played real competition and got their ass handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
How, happy you felt to see them just fail.
That sounds so bad, mind.
It does, but it's, it's true. That's how it is. That's how it is.
I feel you. I agree to a certain extent. I mean...
Even if you support them, you would still, you gotta get your down a little.
There's a couple of my friends I'm waiting to see them get humbled, especially in sports. In sports.
Oh, in sports. Not even in life. I'm like, that's low key shit.
I know what he's talking about in a general sense, though.
There's a small group of my friends that to this day still think that they would beat the best WNBA player in a game of
one-on-one. Put names on the bullets, too.
I'm not gonna do that.
Just put a name on it.
It's harmless conversation.
I'll bleep it out.
Which one of your friends?
It's more than once. I genuinely can't remember who, but it was I've had
Morris?
Group discussions.
Is Morris is big?
I don't think so. Morris is pretty
Not big
in
a bad way. He's a big guy. He's tall.
I have a family member
I debate this about, too.
But
that I won't
they be. Swear that no woman would ever beat them in basketball. And I'm like, bro, they're professional athletes. Now, maybe the lower tier, sure, you might be able to get them. But the best, they doesn't have to be WA, you're not beating Caitlin Clark in a game of one-on-one. I'm sorry. You're just not. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. You don't even play basketball anymore.
I'll put a name on this bullet. You know Shane?
Yeah.
Shane Bennett?
Shane thinks like that?
Shane and I have literally argued for maybe an hour or two because he thinks that he can lock up Steph Curry.
Steph?
Yo, Steph Curry?
That's so
what the hell?
Shane and I have argued. Maybe not lock up, but he thinks he can guard Steph Curry, or he can get shots up on Steph Curry.
If Drew Holiday can't lock up Steph Curry.
Guard, no. Shots up, yes. Guard, no.
I don't think he can get... I don't think
Steph isn't a defensive mastermind.
Not mastermind, but Steph can... Steph has guarded Kyrie before, successfully.
How tall?
Kyrie Irving.
How tall is
No offense to Shane. Shane's great at basketball. But if Steph can...
You can get shots up on Steph.
Shots multiple?
Yeah.
You can find correlations of what we're talking about. The way that you guys like seeing that person get humbled, I kind of like that fight competition thing where it's the bully is bullying somebody, then they kind of get theirs. I love the regular person faces NBA player. Like, oh, I love that compilation.
I would pay.
Especially in a game of 5-on-5, you could get shots up on Steph.
No, 1-on-1.
Oh, well, 1-on-1, yeah.
No.
You might not score,
you won't get a
but
shot
you're going to get the
shot
he's up.
He's getting blocked every time.
No, I mean, like, I don't think he's, like, hitting.
Getting a bucket?
You're getting get the buckets shot up. On
you
maybe
can. If your shot's falling,
you
can.
You think you can get one bucket on yeah. Steph in a game to 11?
You think yes. you can get one bucket
loser's
on Steph
ball.
Curry?
It's loser's ball.
Yeah. One bucket? Yes.
One bucket I could get to.
Yes. One bucket? Yes.
And it's I'm loser's ball, so every time Steph scores, he gets to take a shot again.
Because all you have to do is just pull. Once he passes you the ball, pull.
You essentially
I'll hit one.
You get 11 tries to hit one shot on a 6'3" guy.
This is making me upset.
I don't know, y'all.
No, and if he's know. Like handing, if he's like playing.
It's not crazy what he's saying, I don't think.
If he's playing
I
close.
Think I think it's crazy.
It's
Thank
not
you.
Crazy. No, it's not. I if he's playing close defense on you and you have a decent like.
Sorry, what if it's 3 dribbles? You know that drill?
Yeah.
Are you still going to get one bucket on a 3 dribble with Steph 1-on-1 to
11? I feel like I could. I feel like I could.
Oh, my God.
Because it's not.
Men are so delusional.
No, but remember
not.
What you're saying. You're saying Steph. Steph is 6'3", 6'4". You can.
Steph is also one of the greatest basketball players of all time.
Offensively.
Like, Steph can also. Yo, I've
he can play. Of course, NBA defense is different, but I'm saying.
I've seen Fred VanVleet, who is 4 inches shorter than me, terrorize this dude.
I'm saying, Steph Curry?
Yes, I can get one bucket.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is if you have actually ever played basketball in your life and you have the fundamentals to be able to get a shot up, I'm not talking about a random guy that doesn't play basketball. If you know how to one dribble pull up, if your shot is falling, you can get a bucket. That's not out of the realm of possibility.
And you get 11 opportunities, you'll hit one.
That is not out of the realm of possibility at all. Yeah. Now, if you said like LeBron or someone, no. No, that's not going to work. But, like, Steph, you can. You can. Step back and just pull. You better hope it goes in. But you can get the shot up. And once it's in the air, it's luck.
I don't know, man. Like I said, I after me and Shane got into it, I went through, like, a rabbit hole of just, like, Steph Curry defense plays. And I'm like, yo, when Steph Curry's ready, he can lock some people up.
But also, the thing
he
is.
He can.
Odds
bro,
are,
I'm telling you, I watched a video.
You watched a highlight reel. Can you tell me Can you tell me an instance of that where you've seen
it was Steph Curry
defensive greatness?
It was, I think I still have it because one of my boys sent it to me because he was in the conversation too. And it was, I think it was Steph Curry and Kyrie Irving. And okay. I forgot which game it was.
I've seen a few
It was before he went to Dallas because this was last year or 2 years ago. No, last year.
So he was on Brooklyn?
No, last year he was in Dallas.
Okay, so maybe he was on Dallas.
Okay.
But my point is, like, the video, because my boy's like, yeah, because my homeboy who's in college was like, yeah, I don't know about that. Because Steph was like, he had Curry had Kyrie locked up, bro.
And
like, the footwork was crazy.
And Steph is not going to
And that's another baller sending me that video like, yo, I don't know what
shit. Did he lock him up or did Kyrie have a bad game?
And yeah, also, like, Steph Curry is not going to be playing his hardest defense on me.
But what if he was? Say it was full out.
You could get the shot up. You can get the shot up.
And it's going in.
You can get the shot up.
And it's
That's what I'm saying.
Up and in.
Making it is completely different than getting the shot up.
Yo, look how
nah, nigga.
This
nah.
Out of 11 tries, I feel like out of 11 tries, I could get one
ball,
bucket.
I feel like I could get a ball in the air. Like, I could get a ball in the air up against Steph Curry. Ball in the air is different than ball in the net swish.
Out of 11 times, I feel like I could make one basket. I feel like I
That's
could.
Not crazy.
That's not crazy. That's what I'm saying.
That's insane.
To be
it's not.
Play basketball.
I don't care. I don't
No, that matters.
You're going to get Steph Curry.
That matters,
yes,
bro.
Yes, it does. It matters.
It matters.
Why does it matter?
Are you getting shots up against Kyrie?
Yes.
Yeah.
The exact same scenario.
You're talking
Kyrie
about people.
Kyrie is 6'1". I am getting shots up
You're talking
Kyrie.
About people that.
Kyrie
shots over, up and in the net.
I get 11 tries.
I love how every time I say in the net, they go 11 tries.
Because if it's winner's ball, and every single time Kyrie scores, he gets the ball back, I'm probably not going to get it. I'm probably not. But if I get one attempt every single time after he scores, I might make one of these shots.
Okay, so name three players, before we move on, name three players that you think, three NBA players,
that
let's say all-star caliber.
All-star.
I was going to say Malachi Flynn and Killian Hayes.
Three, because Steph Curry is all-star caliber.
Yeah.
So pick three all-star caliber players that you genuinely think you can get a shot up against and score.
I'd give Dame buckets. I'd give Dame buckets.
You said get a shot of. And you said buckets.
No, buckets.
I'd be a dramatic sake.
Buckets.
I could get a shot
three
up against
Dame. Three all-star players that you think you can get a bucket on in one-on-one.
Fred.
Jalen Brunson.
Fred VanVleet.
Is Fred all-star?
He was all-star year.
Okay, fine. I'll give you that.
I'm taking smaller guards.
Yes, that's Jalen Brunson's 5'11". I'm getting a shot.
Jalen Brunson's 5'11"? That's yes. I thought he was so tall. Okay.
Chris Paul.
Okay.
I don't know. He's strong, okay, man. Yeah.
He is, but I could get the shot up over him.
Yeah, and
he'll
in.
Swipe it before you get it.
If it's a good shot, yes.
Listen, the bucket has to be made. I'm sure you can get the ball up 11 times. The bucket has to be made. Three players.
If I put the ball up, it's going to hit the rim.
No.
So it could go in.
No. Okay, fine. I'm just saying it needs to go in.
Put the ball in the net.
Thank you. But yes, it can okay. Kawhi bounce seven times like on the rim. It needs to go in.
We're starting to be a dead horse, so we can move on. But yes. I feel like the thing that you guys aren't understanding that Clyde understands because he played basketball is because when it's up in the air, it has nothing to do with the person now. So it doesn't matter. Once I get the shot up, it's about if I can make the basket.
Okay.
They don't affect it at all. Okay. So it really doesn't matter who's in front of me. Once I get the shot off, it's about if I make it or not.
And you think you can make it against Fred VanVleet, Steph Curry, and
Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson.
If I can get the shot up, yes, I have a chance.
It needs we'll to, you know what, make it a segment in All-Star Weekend. They should have a regular Joe versus All-Star.
Because
segment.
Literally all I'm going to do is
once regular Joe versus, regular Joe. I would pay
Pros
money.
Versus Joe's I All-Star promise, Weekend.
That would Hell be, yeah. if Hell I yeah. would That's pay funny. So much money to watch you guys go one-on-one with NBA All-Stars.
Bro,
because
literally all I'm going to do is once,
that works.
All I'm going to do is once he passes me the ball.
Pause. I give him buckets.
All I'm going to do is once he passes me the ball, I'm going to pull. That's all. 11 times straight.
Okay, so what if it's a three dribble rule?
You don't have to dribble in
but
three
I'm
dribbles.
If there is.
That makes it a bit scarier.
You don't have to. No, but you don't have to dribble in three dribbles. You have the option of up to three dribbles. I'm still just going to pull.
Okay.
Jab, okay. Pull.
Yo, think about that against one of those short, shifty point guards. It's still a bit of a.
Or I'm going. If issue. They're up under me, I'm just going for the foul every time. Rip through foul. Check it up again.
Or
until
Jalen
you stop.
Brunson. I'm backing down Jalen Brunson.
Anyways, we'll continue.
Yeah, he's 5'10". That's
Let's
easy.
Continue. Let's continue.
I mean, a lot
and
of...
I'm hitting a baby hook. That's easy.
I mean, last continue. Week, which we did post the clip, where Mucho said he was skeptical about, you know, the if you back down, the backing down.
Oh, yeah,
down.
I saw, yeah, yeah.
People are DMing me like, yo, and I'm like, listen, that's not... Watch the full... Episode.
No, you guys kind of did him dirty because you clipped the ending
Trey
when we explained when he explained himself.
To him. He knows why I
you
did
apologize
to Mucho. Yes,
like today, like
yes.
after.
Yes.
Why did he message
did he,
you?
Did he like, message you like, yo, bro?
No. I just told him like, bro, if you see the clip, I did this with like.
It's funny. And also, Mucho, yeah. like, he's
Mucho's
not such a heart.
Sport.
Like, Mucho does not care.
Sport,
but yeah. it is hilarious because people were like, yo, and I'm like, bro, he didn't beat it like that. Like, watch the whole thing. But it was funny
the
to see that
makes.
Clip. The that comes to life. But anyways, I mean, last but not least, you want to talk about bouquets. Because, you know, Valentine's Day passed, whatever. And, you know, people, it's funny because Dre, which we should have Dre back on the show. We'll see if he ever comes back. Dre's one of my good friends. He made a post, like, the day after Valentine's Day. And he was like, yo, now that Valentine's Day is done, I can get this off. A lot of y'all bouquets were ugly. Which I low-key agree with. And I'm not going to listen. I like I've said before, I'm a gesture person. I love the gesture. I'm not really like that, like picky. I won't lie. I do have favorite flowers. And I'm not going to like absolutely like pit, like be pissed if you get me an ugly bouquet.
Are you going to not put them in a vase if they're not
No, favorite? I wouldn't do that. I would put them in a vase. Yeah, I'd let them die on their own. I'd water them and put the little flower food in it, whatever. But, you know, there are definitely ugly bouquets. And I think that men just don't know what ugly bouquets are.
Like the ones that look like there's like dandelions in them?
Like the baby breath in roses. Baby breath in roses is crazy.
I don't know what that
means. Baby breath is like the white, like those little white like little white flowers. Yeah, that are in the rose bouquet. Don't put that in a rose bouquet. Baby breath is for senior citizens. Do not
those put, come in rose bouquets?
Yeah, sometimes they do. There's rose that's with baby bouquet, breath, and then there's a straight stem roses on their own. Always get straight stem roses on their own.
Yeah.
Long stem.
But
long stem,
the
yes.
thing that she's referencing is there too. Was a meme that is going level. Around. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
and on the left, it's the picture of a bouquet of roses in like the clear plastic with like the different color roses. Kind of like what she's talking about.
Oh, okay.
The picture. And then on the right, it's the picture with like a matte black type of paper, all red roses, like the really fancy ones that they post on Instagram. And the caption was, it's really two types of people in the world, and for some reason, y'all keep settling for the ones on the left. And it's the roses that don't look so appealing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, now we're rose shaming. Our generation is cooked. And I went to look at the comments, and I was happy that people actually have sense. People are saying the internet has y'all so detached from real world. Be grateful he got you something. Some girls don't even get anything.
Yeah, I don't like both that point. Flowers. I don't like that point.
Now someone's going to start saying
be grateful you got something because some girls don't get anything. I don't like that.
No, that's aggressive, but the point is there.
Flowers are flowers.
Flowers are not flowers.
Dudes got you flowers. Some people won't get you nothing.
See, don't like that.
I'm grateful for my left flowers. I don't care. Why does it matter? It's really the thought that counts. He didn't have to get you anything. That is true.
No, I listen, like I said, I'm a person where it's like the thought and the gesture is what matters to me. But also it's like if my man knows me, he'll know what type of flowers I like. You know what I mean? And maybe it's like it's early, you just started dating. Maybe you just like thought the and also like no offense to men. Sometimes you just gotta give men the benefit of the doubt. Like sometimes y'all just don't know shit. Like
yes.
Respectfully, yeah. Like sometimes y'all just the taste is not there. Y'all really don't know what bouquet is pretty versus what bouquet is ugly. Like sometimes y'all are just very clueless when it comes to that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's the fucking kind of thing. But if my man knows me, or if the man that I'm dating knows me and knows what type of flowers I like, then you know, just like yeah.
But also, like once again, I feel
but
like
I wouldn't be like, oh, the guy on the left is just like terrible and doesn't give a shit and blah, blah, blah. No, I wouldn't say that. I just said maybe he doesn't have the taste or hasn't done the research as much to get you the nice roses that you like. But it's not, like I say, it's not a terrible thing. I'm not going to be like, oh, I don't want these. Like, that's rude.
So what about if they, it's a case-by-case basis, but the flowers in the black with the all that stuff, those are some expensive flowers.
They can't.
What
be.
If he just simply just can't afford those flowers but wants to get you flowers?
Yeah, but there's nice flowers so
that's the
at
thought
like,
that counts, yeah.
Yeah, but you can get like a nice bouquet from like Loblaws or like Longo's.
Yeah, like I agree, but bucks, still.
Right? I feel it depends. Like, I think they're like $27.99.
I feel
like
this
12.
Is.
They're expensive, man.
For 12,
especially around
you get like,
Valentine's
you get like,
Day,
I think $30.
They're about $30 for 12.
Around Valentine's Day, it's crazy. But I feel like once again, this is another one of those situations. You could call me reversal man. That women don't understand it because there's no other side to this.
There isn't.
What do you mean?
Like, there's nothing.
Valentine's
there's
Day,
no. Not even just Valentine's Day. There's no
flowers.
Gift besides like what? Maybe the latest video game. There's no gift that you guys give us that we can critique isn't the nicest version.
Cap.
What?
Because someone posted a tweet like, oh, Valentine's Day for men. It was like men's body wash, like Irish Spring. Like,
but what would be the nicer version
like
of
a,
that? That's the thing. It's not a staple thing. Like flowers are a staple gift for women, especially on Valentine's Day. Flowers. That's the first thing you think of. Mm-hmm. Flowers and chocolate.
Right.
There's no staple gift for men that women can cheap out on.
I feel like when like boxers and like socks and like
there's things y'all can get, but there
isn't even that.
I feel like a lot of the time where like maybe like this is older, but like when like my mom or whatever shopping for like men, it's like, oh yeah, like nice boxers or like t-shirts or socks or whatever.
That's not a staple. And even boxers and t-shirts,
you can cheap
out. You can cheap out, but we're not going to be upset that you cheaped out.
Really?
No.
I'll wear a Walmart white tee. I don't care. It doesn't have to be from Uniqlo. I'm not going to be like, well, you didn't get me the best quality. I'll still wear it.
Accept the gifts for what they are.
Yeah, we don't care. I'll wear it if you get me, like, Gildan boxers. I'll wear them, sure.
I mean, it's Valentine's Day is for the, like, the women to begin with, so it's like if you do get anything, it's like, oh, I got.
Yeah, you're just
you're not really looking for anything on Valentine's
you're
Day.
Just to begin but with. For your you birthday, if she got you a 3-pack of Fruit of the Loom,
and that's your main,
like,
present.
Be serious. If your girl got you a 3-pack of Fruit of the Loom,
but that's not the same because it's not the same.
I feel like it is.
It's not because now that's just a gift. It's not a staple for a holiday.
I guess.
That's what I'm saying. So that's just you being cheap on a gift. Because I could do the same on your birthday. That's different than Valentine's Day. And now my bouquet of flowers isn't nice enough. Because then it's a slippery slope. Now it's like, I got you the flowers in the black, but I didn't get you the 100 flowers in the black.
100 flowers is a lot of flowers. I don't think I need to go that OD.
Do you know there's a lot of those girls that just want to have the giant flowers that they can hold like and this hold and it, post? Yeah. And like, what are you doing with all those flowers after?
I mean, you...
Saying you got to be able to afford the $100 flowers if you want a date. So then if you make 50K, you probably can't afford the $100 flowers.
You definitely can't afford the $100 flowers. So it's
to
not
segue a topic that we had written
down. Oh my God!
Well, you probably can't afford it, but it's not a smart... thing to spend your money
on. I'm being facetious.
Well, 50K in Canada.
Because there was the topic, right?
Yeah, like, no, I agree. And that was from the Poor Minds podcast. And it's funny because, it's funny because, oh my God, what's her name for the Poor Minds podcast?
Drea.
No, the other
Lex
one.
Lex P.
I think Lex P tweeted and she was like, bro, like, I'm so over this clip. Because the clip went viral and it was a guest on their podcast and she was saying that if you make 50K, then you shouldn't be dating. Mm-hmm. And I know those ones. I know those ones where, like, you have some... Yeah. I know those ones are like,
I'm tired of people.
That conversation is so dead. And I know that feeling where, like, you have someone on the show and, like, they bring up something that you're like, yo, I don't... Like, you know, it's like, bro... Like, the amount of times we, like, in, like, season 1 and 2, people are like, why do you only like American Men? I'm like, oh, my God. Like, let's dead this, please.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah. Because it's not a thing. It's not a thing.
But, yeah, the fit, like, that
anyways,
is ridiculous.
Regardless, it doesn't make sense. And we don't need to get into it. But it's just, like these, like, we need to talk about more things. And the fact that video is going viral for whatever it is, like, it just doesn't make sense.
The transactional shit we need to distance ourselves from more.
It's just,
much
like,
if you're, you know.
I hate that.
Tying people's worth to, you know, frivolous things they do or how much you make and everything. We really
and I hate the response
when
people dispute that. I hate the date in your tax bracket response because it's a terrible response and it's not valid. So
it's not valid to date in your tax bracket?
No, that as a response is not valid because usually 9 times out of 10 when people are saying date in your tax bracket, you're not in the tax bracket that you want the other person to be in. 9 times out of 10. The people that want millionaires, majority of you are not millionaires. So you're not dating in your tax bracket. You're dating in a tax bracket that you aspire to be in.
Fair. I would be very comfortable dating someone in my tax bracket. I'd be more than comfortable dating someone in my tax bracket.
Yeah. I mean, they say why it's, like, difficult for women who are in higher tax brackets, right? Because then it's, like, they don't typically want to go, like, below
lower
their bracket. So it's, like, there's less men that are in that bracket. So, I don't know. I've heard of that.
I mean, fair.
That issue.
Yeah. I mean, like, we have one more topic, but, I mean, we can wrap it up. This one has to be a quickie, guys. This one has to be a quick episode because we got people with previous engagements. Previous engagements? What's the word? Previous engagements?
Yes, that's what it is.
Previous engagements or prior engagements?
Same thing.
Same thing. Anyways, I mean, the only topic that we had left was Tresor asking if you would sleep with... What was your question? If you would sleep with a friend's family member?
And this is not something that I thought to do. I saw the discourse. I think it's wrong, but...
We can talk about
unless
that.
Unless you're, yeah.
I don't know. Like, I'm.
Unless
I'm,
you're.
I'm pretty black and white on this. Like,
no,
yeah. I'm going to try and not do that.
I have one way where I think it's
what's
okay.
What's your loophole?
On both sides. I would feel like, see, you're my friend. If you wanted to date my sister, if you genuinely like her, then I would be cool with it. Like, you really see a future with her, Yes, because at that point, you're just being, like, stingy and stopping law. If you just want to slap, like, no. Yeah. Or if I know you're that friend, no. But if you genuinely love my sister, why would I be like, you can't date her because she's my sister?
What happens if they break up and now...
I mean, something that's genuine can end.
Yeah, for sure. As long as it was genuine.
But what if Clyde, like, breaks your sister's heart? Like, he cheats on her or something crazy, and then, you know what I'm saying? But then you, obviously, that's your sister. And then now she did her dirty, even
though
that's
a part of it. Well, then genuinely.
What's the point A to B of finding out?
And then are you still Clyde's friend?
That's a tough one. It's situational.
I don't think I'm really down to sleep with my friends.
Me neither. Family members. Like, as a general rule, I would just say no.
I wouldn't. It's
really messy. It can get very messy very quickly.
Yeah.
It's the same way I don't like when, like, my guy friends date, like, my, like, women friends. Like, it's, you know? Ugh. Then I don't like it. People are like, oh, what is it? Because then I'm hearing it from, especially when you're on the women's side. Like, oh, your friend ain't shit. But it's like, And then if I try to remove myself, oh, you hang out with him.
Puts
and then
in the middle of things. Hey, I understand what you're saying.
There's so many other people. Why can't y'all just be fucking around outside of the friend group? So it just gets messy.
Yeah.
Put me onto your friend. No. Because then when you do her dirty, it's then we hang out. It's weird.
I don't really. You guys are grown adults.
Yeah, but I feel like from a man, it's different because men don't really go to men. Like you said,
what you're saying,
men don't really go to men with like, like your guys are dogs. You might get like a 1-2 off, but like women will be like, oh my God, like can you believe you, blah, blah, blah. Then that's my dog.
No, but the women will come to you though. If it's my homegirl, she'll tell me about my friend, like how, oh, he did this and this to me. I still don't want, I'm still not listening. That's not my fault.
Fair.
So.
Okay, we can leave it at that. Okay, guys.
Evergreen.
We're gonna sign off. Very evergreen.
Evergreen in our LeBron era.
Oh God, who's seven? Well, we'll find that out next week.
Yeah,
we'll
you're gonna find week. Out.
Oh, we'll I have guys. Someone off the top of my head.
Oh God, we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.